This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Evan.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and I do, look, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, texting me, tweeting me, sending me messages, and all of that. I don't even know what to say to you guys. I really do appreciate the information. I kind of feel bad sometimes because you send me so many, you send me so many story links, and I just can't get to them all. And it's not that I'm ignoring you. It's not that I'm not paying attention or ignoring you, because that's not it at all. I only have 3 hours. I'm not doing four. I'm not doing five. I'm not doing nine. I only have a couple hours to do this. So anyhow, again, like I said, always appreciate the time that you do spend with me, that you do take the time to send me information, send me links to shows and that kind of stuff. All right, so how's that Blue Cross working out for you, huh? Seriously, I think we have Blue Cross Anthem. And Mr. Obama's wonderful ACA, the way it's been set up, and, you know, it's been working flawlessly. They haven't been having any trouble getting it implemented. All the exchanges are working. Right? Flawlessly, last I heard? No? Maybe? Could be? Yeah, no kidding, right? Look, I was in the computer business for years. And from the beginning, when they started having trouble, I'm going, look, this should not be a big deal. Because they're not putting any information together themselves. They're actually reaching out to a computer system or several other computer systems, just pulling information across. It should not have been the big problem that they had. All right? That simple. But however, and it's not because they're big, bad corporations and all they want to do is make megabucks. All right? It's because they can't lose money. They have dividends to pay the people who are stakeholders in the company. Stockholders, yes, but stakeholders too. The partial withdrawal of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of the Minnesota from the Obamacare marketplace is really a problem. And it's got to cause them some trouble. Now, these providers, what do we have now? I think a little over a dozen, right? 13 providers have bailed from Obamacare because they can't keep up with it. They can't make money. And they told him this in the very beginning. I don't know what he promised them to even let them stay or get involved in the beginning. Now, the CEO, Michael Guyette, said, look, it's not a total departure. Okay. In a sign of continuing turmoil in the health insurance industry, the state's largest insurer said Thursday will no longer offer a traditional suite of flexible and broad-reaching policies for those consumers who don't or can't get coverage through the workplace. Instead, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota will sell only health plans with a narrow network, which limits patients' coverage to specific doctors, hospitals, prescriptions, and drug benefits, just like they did before. And you choose which one you want. You choose which one you're willing to pay for. You choose which one you're willing to be involved with. Now, the decision comes after the insurer experienced significant financial losses in individual insurance market in recent years. It affects about 103,000 Minnesotans. They'll have to find new health care plans now. And it's not that easy for them. Now, it's a very difficult decision for us, said Michael Guyette, the CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield, who described the move as a refocusing of our portfolio rather than an all-out exit from the individual market. The way that we were in the market was just not suitable right now. There's instability. There's volatility. We can't afford the change. Now, only a small subsidiary called Blue Plus, with about 13,000 members, will remain fully active in the individual Minnesota market, while the other 103,000 Minnesotans who purchased Blue Cross coverage will be affected. Now, by and large, he says these people aren't going to get employer-based coverage. If they're not eligible for Medicare or other public programs, then the individual market has got to be the way that we insure them. Right? If the individual market doesn't work, we're not going to insure them. He says, that's my concern. Now, this is totally opposite of how Obamacare was supposed to work, right? And once again, it contradicts many promises the president made that they knew weren't true. You realize if you just got honest about it, even you guys on the left, if you just got honest about this, every one of the things that the Republicans complained about, every one of these things even the experts complained about, what happened? It's happening. Right? It didn't just go past and, oh boy, what a big deal. So you got to be... Again, just because it comes out of a Republican's mouth, just because a conservative says it, doesn't mean it's wrong. Doesn't mean it's bad information. See, I say it all the time, and I mean it. We've gotten away from being Americans, and we've got into being just Republicans or just Democrats. It's wrong. Anyway, the promises made by President Obama, other advocates of the Affordable Care Act, are being contradicted. More people would be insured. Premiums would come way down. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. None of that turned out to be true. We'll be back in a minute. More, I don't want to beat this to death. We'll spend a few minutes on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Rick Ostick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, yeah, there you go. No way, Daniel.
Yeah. We are back. Or listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. Send me an email if you want to. Seriously. Send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Isn't that hard? It doesn't even require a college degree to do. How do you like that? So the... We were talking about how the president's Obamacare, ACA, whatever you want to call it, how it's not even close. I mean, think about something. What part of this ACA, what part of the Obamacare has really met what we were sold? We were told ultimately to be 42 million people. You know, all the people that didn't have insurance? Yeah, I was going to pick up a majority of those people. And that they would finally have insurance when they couldn't get it before. It would make sure people had the proper insurance. What it did was this. 19 million people got affordable health care through the exchange packages, through the exchanges online. 7 million of those, bringing the number down to 12, I'll make it easy for you. 7 million of those were from people who no longer, I'm sorry, no, that's not right. 7 million of those were people that now had to be on Medicare and had to get it through the online exchange. So their regular insurance now was no longer good enough for them, but they had hit that age where they could easily be moved over, and the system moved them over automatically. Okay. 6 million of those lost their insurance at their jobs. And they lost it because it didn't line up, didn't match up, didn't meet up with Obamacare standards. A quick addition would say that's about 13 million out of 19 million, leaves me with 6 million. So 6 million new people got insurance out of this whole deal. Not 20, 6 million. So that didn't work out quite the way it was intended. Deductibles are higher. Didn't work out the way it was intended. Premiums are higher. Didn't work out the way it was intended. Can't go to your doctor. There were people complaining that the health care plan they had before, they were happy with. They were healthy. It was helping them out. Some people can't get the same cancer treatment they were getting before. All those people who voted for this in one way, shape, manner, or form are now getting screwed, and they know it. So you end up with 6 million people, 19 million total that now can't have the doctor they want, they had, can't have the plan that they want or they had, are not getting the same service that they want or had. And the big problem that they had was who sold them on that young people would buy health insurance if it was available and affordable? And then who decided what affordable was? Did anybody ask the young people? I mean, seriously. So there's not enough young and healthy people who have purchased the insurance on the individual market, which would have kept the premiums down overall. And after this year, insurers will lose a key financial safety net provided by the federal government. That's according to a local paper. There's a massive taxpayer bailout on the horizon for these insurance companies. Any way you cut it, they're not going to let them go under. They're not going to let them go away. I think they should let them fail. That's my personal opinion. Without those young, healthy suckers paying those exorbitant premiums for insurance to... Now, here's the other thing, too. If you don't buy the insurance, you get fined. But the fine you pay is less money than insurance premium. I don't know. Not a hard one for me to figure out. Now, Blue Cross here, in this instance, has lost over $500 million just on the individual market there in Wisconsin. Now, the company ended up losing a total of $178 million on $10.6 billion in revenue. That's according to the Star Tribune. Like 49% increase in premiums. Think about that. All right, let's make it easy for you so you don't have to take off all your shoes and socks here, right? It's a 50% increase in premiums. So we'll make it easy. If you're at a $100 premium, 50% makes it $150. Okay? That easy. I know some of you already went to $200. Go back to school. I don't know what to tell you. So you got $150. Your deductibles went up, and frankly, your services went down. And even with the premiums going up by 50%, the insurance company still couldn't make it work. You think they just don't want to? Remember, they're bringing, the government's bringing them more government-subsidized clients. Right? The government was supposed to pay for all this. There was a no-lose situation. Everybody would win. People couldn't afford it, would have insurance, and insurance companies wouldn't lose any money. Yes. That worked out well, didn't it? I don't know why you people keep believing what the government tells you. It's just beyond me. They haven't got it right yet. They haven't told you the truth yet. Maybe that's the next poll, is that the Brits do the right thing in leaving the EU. I like that. I think that'll work. Anyway, so let's get to the California bill that would ultimately erase religion in schools. Yeah, seriously. I can't even believe they're bringing this in. Now you know where they're headed, right? Because you got so the California, unlike President Obama, these legislators have been pushing that gay, lesbian, transgender changes, behavioral changes, school changes for the last 8 years, really. There's nobody to stop them. Now, the people used to expect that attending something sponsored by religious organizations required abiding by the mores and behavior that religious body professors. There was a simple option for avoiding the idea or practices of a belief system you don't agree with. You just don't go. You don't hang out where they're at. I mean, let me tell you how stupid the story's going to turn out being. You watch. This story's going to be as dumb as you show up at a Catholic church and you're offended that it has crucifixes inside the church on the walls. You're just a moron. We'll do more on the story on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You want to know why I want to get a disco ball? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we're talking about, how California wants to pass a bill that would ultimately erase religious schools in the state. So, yeah, you know, I mean, I was talking earlier about how the current legislature in California, they're so geared, they're so aimed, they're so bent on making sure that the LGBTQ community has rights equal to, above, beyond, whatever, that they really, it seems like they don't care about anybody else. If they run over some people get left behind, some groups get left behind, it's no big deal, they'll catch up eventually. It almost seems like the less of a percentage of the constituency you are, the more they'll do for you. Now, people used to expect that attending something sponsored by religious organizations required abiding by the mores and the behavior that the religious body professes. Makes sense to me. There are some religions that require that women wear head coverings. You don't want to do it? Don't go there. If you're going there to get an award and you don't want to do it, don't go there. And it was always a simple option for avoiding the ideas or practices of a belief system you don't agree with. You just don't go to those places. Right? Not that hard. And it didn't apply just to one religion. It applied to all religions. Now, California is now attempting to end this system. Right. No more free association for you. It allows people to define their local and religious cultures. California Senate Bill 1146, which is slated for a vote next week, seeks to limit the religious exemptions from federal Title IX regulations that colleges and universities use for hiring instructors, teaching classes, and conducting student services. So where it used to be, the only exemption will be for training pastors and theological teachers. Or theology teachers. So, apparently if you go to a Christian school, a Christian college that you're paying extra money for, you're expecting that Christian teachers are teaching you from Scripture to make it right. No matter what the subject is, there's always Scripture that can back it up. They have decided, the legislators have decided, you don't have a right to do that. You know, part of the problem here is this. Even the legislators that say they're Christians, that they say they're religious people, they're not. They're lying to you. I mean, really, they're lying to you. There's no discrimination in a group. Now, look, I cannot join the transgender group of America because I'm not a transgender. They would throw me out in a heartbeat. Right? There are certain groups I just can't be part of. I don't fit the mold. I don't adhere to their guidelines. Now, if you think about this, this really threatens religious institutions and their ability to require the students to attend daily or weekly chapel services, keep bathrooms and dormitories distinct according to sex, require students to complete theology classes, teach religious ideas in regular coursework, hold corporate prayer at the event, such as a graduation, and so on. They're going to can all of this. They don't have a right to do that. Because it threatens every practice that makes religious institutions distinct from secular institutions. That's why people go there. Now, the most troubling provision in the bill should really make you nuts. It limits the religious liberty to integrate faith and learning throughout the education experience. This is according to Dr. Kurt Kruger. Now, he's the president of Concordia University in Irvine, California. In a letter he sent out about the bill, he said the bill effectively eliminates the religious exemption under the current law that allows Christian colleges and universities to operate in accordance with their beliefs, including the freedom to hire only Christian faculty and staff. Okay? If passed without amendments, the new law would also very likely disqualify students attending California Christian colleges and universities from eligibility for Cal grants. It's just amazing. And Cal grants is a key at the state level to allow these young people to have the money they need to go to college. Now, the bill came directly after the LGBTQ activists got the Obama administration to release a list of religious higher education institutions that receive exemptions from federal regulations requiring androgynous and secularizing policies, such as sex-eradicated group showers, and freedom to hire partially based on fidelity to strains of the philosophy or theology of a particular institution promises to uphold. You know, in other words, you can have your religious/Christian college. You just can't bring any of your beliefs to it. You can't ask. So what they're telling you is you have to maybe even a Satanist. You have to be able to hire a Satanist to teach a Christian class or on a Christian grounds. Isn't that nice? Now, the universities currently are able to submit exemptions. And they're almost always granted. Right? It makes these universities' biases public, right? Informing students, staff members, and other academic institutions ahead of time so that certain individuals can protect themselves from being targets of discrimination. LGBTQ individuals may otherwise have no idea what type of education institution they are attending or working at. I don't believe for a minute that when a teacher applies for a job or a candidate applies for a job as a teacher or a student applying to a college doesn't know what the college believes, especially a Christian college. I'm not buying it for 5 seconds. They know. If they go in there pounding away at 100 miles an hour to get them, then it was a ruse from day one. They had no want or desire to go to a religious institution to learn about that religious institution at all. Now, bill supporters say that religious teachings constitute discrimination and therefore should be banned in higher education. California should not be using taxpayer money to subsidize colleges that choose to discriminate against LGBTQ students. I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused. Yes, there are programs that are subsidized. Not just at Christian colleges, but at all kinds of colleges. See, it's okay to use money to pay for illegals. It's okay to educate people who haven't paid a nickel in taxes. So when you're talking about the money that's going into those schools, there are Christian parents that pay taxes for their kids to use the resources, the same resources that everybody else gets. Isn't that what true equality is all about? Now, he called the schools that seek a religious exemption to anti-discrimination laws the worst of the worst in terms of institutions that discriminate. Yes. Let me tell you what. Let me give you a little hint. Christians as a whole discriminate, just like other groups do. And here's the discrimination. You pray to the God and Father of Jesus Christ, or you're not welcome. You're not welcome to pray. You're not welcome to be in the group. Now, you can come if you're coming to observe, if you're coming to learn, if you're coming to get educated. That's one thing. But if you're just hanging out and you don't believe and you don't want to be part of it, and then you get offended that they talk about Jesus, they talk about these things, then again I say, you're nothing but a moron. What do you expect when you go into a Catholic church, go into a Christian church? Do you really expect nothing's going to be discussed about Christ, God, the Bible? Because if you do, how did you make it to even get to fill out the college entry exam application? Look, it seems to make sense that if you don't want an education with the values of religion, any religion, attending a class at a religious school would be a poor choice for you. It would show what low IQ you actually had and how you made it in there. Again, I say, I don't know. Right? We're not, it's not a day or age of limited academic choices. California alone has 281 accredited colleges, and only 440 are religious. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do really appreciate the time that you spend with me. So, did I look in my mind? No, I didn't. We're talking. I found it. It was in my back pocket. Apparently, I'm sitting on it. Watch it. The California bill that would ultimately erase religious schools. It's Senate Bill 1146. Where are my Christian warriors? That's what I want to know. What are you guys doing? Are you sitting around with your thumbs in your nose or what? I mean, seriously. I mean, some of you have said, oh, well, we can't do anything about it. Well, yes, you can. When you start voting for the right people would help. Anyway. Here you go. Now, he calls the schools that seek an exemption to the anti-discrimination laws the worst of 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 the institutions that discriminate. I just want to know how. I don't even know how you get into college when you really believe that you can go to a religious college and not hear religious issues. Not hear religious dogma. I don't know how you do that. Now, there's really no practical way to attend or work a religious institution without realizing that you'll be exposed to faith or a faith system or some kinds of faith. If you look at their website, promotional materials, and certainly the student or employee handbooks without being able to figure out where they stand on the issues of faith, then I don't know how you graduated high school. Either that or the school is just really, they're failing at putting up their religious information. If the school has been clear about its faith, at what point do the students and the teachers have a responsibility to understand what the doctrine is, to ask the questions? We had a computer company years ago, and that was part of the process. We didn't, and it wasn't a Christian company, if you would, but we let people know that the owners were Christian. They might find prayer in the hallways, prayer in the cafeteria. They might find people talking about God. They might find a Bible study in the conference room. And if they were uncomfortable with any of those situations, now was the time not to sign. Not complain about it afterward. Does that mean we were discriminatory? Is that what it means? So look, it's really simple. I mean, like I've said, we have lost common sense. This group coming up wants everybody to wipe their butts for them. They want everybody to lay everything out for them. You have to give people instruction, it seems, second by second. Like you can't figure out anything on your own. It's really scary. Anyway, and again, if you attend classes at a religious school, this is your headache. Nobody else's but yours, especially if you don't want religion. Now, California, like I said earlier, has hundreds of colleges and university options. It's got almost 300 accredited four-year options. Almost 300. Only 40 of those are religious. You've got all those other schools to go to. 260 other schools you can choose from. But see, it's that attitude that you don't care about the others. You're going to force us to think like you or else. I got news for you. You will not win with people like me. You will lose every time. And the harder you push, the harder I'm going to push back. And let me tell you what, buddy. Not only do I have thick skin, I weigh a lot. You're going to have to push pretty hard to move me around. For my Christian friends, shame on you. If you back off of what you believe, shame on you. And that day of judgment comes, I want to be there with popcorn and a Pepsi and watch as you try to explain to God how the things that he gave you, you couldn't do anything with because you had no spine or backbone. That you wouldn't stick up for him the same way he stuck up for you. Go ahead and explain that one. And yes, we all make mistakes. And yes, we all fall short at times. But not every time you're challenged. At some point in time, you've got to get strong with this stuff and you have to push back on this. Stop electing these morons to come up with this crazy, it's discrimination for a religious school to practice its religious beliefs. I don't know what planet that makes sense on. Right? It's really simple. If the Jewish education isn't your speed, isn't what you want to do, then don't attend the American Jewish University. Don't do it. And if you attend it and expect them not to speak about Jewish issues, then you are a moron. If you're not interested in a Muslim university, don't attend the Zaytuna College. And if you don't want to go to a Christian college, just avoid them. Man, if you step on a Christian campus, I'll say two things. If you step on a Christian campus and you don't know it's a Christian campus, I'll just say shame on them. If you step up on a Christian campus, you see it, you know it, and you fight it, you're an idiot. I know, I'm name-calling tonight. Because this stuff just infuriates me. The bill, for all intents and purposes, the bill, okay, would outlaw religious schools. You know, choosing not to attend a religious college still leaves you the majority of options for higher education, in California anyway. For many religious people, religions can't be separated from vocational training or relegated to only theological classes. Religion is intrinsic to all of life. And I don't really like the word religion. Most Christians have a relationship. They have a relationship with God. They have a relationship with Christ. You can't separate that from your daily walk. You can't separate that from your minute-to-minute life. And to think you can do that on a Christian campus, you think they're going to do it for you, not true. And that's why they go looking for Christian teachers. Because they want those Christian teachers not only to live the life, you're on a Christian campus, you're at a Christian school. What about it? Too much Christian talk? Change the station. I don't know what to tell you. mute the radio. Now, some people are making this all about student loans and dollar signs, right? Because, you know, you can get grants to go to these schools, partial grants. You can get some money from the government to go to these schools because, see, that's what equality is all about, right? You want everybody to have an education, but you're a bunch of hypocrites. Yes, the left, you're hypocrites because you really don't want everybody to have the education. You just want them to have the education that you think they ought to have. You want them to have an education that is devoid of God, religion, any kind of moral values whatsoever. So you don't want to pay for moral values. I have to pay for you killing a baby. You're okay with tax money going to ripping a baby out of a womb, to rip it apart arm by arm, leg by leg, head and chest. You're okay with all of that. But somebody going to a Christian school, learning about psychology, maybe, and they might even be taking, using the same book, the same psychology book that they use at secular schools. The same history book that they use at secular schools. But you have a problem because it's a religious school or religious-based school. You're a hypocrite. It's really that simple. Okay? And this is really about money, and it's not about a lack of options. Bills like this, they set precedents for future issues, not just about education. They're going to push and change what most people think is acceptable, which is why I keep telling my Christian friends, you better push back. You better fight back. You better push back. You better get involved in this. It really is that simple. Well, it's that simple for me anyway. Because if you don't, see, I don't get you guys. If you don't help, look, you go to your school and you fight for your kids for all kinds of reasons. If you're a Christian parent, right, with Christian kids going to a Christian school, why in God's creation wouldn't you want to fight for this? Why wouldn't you want to fight for your child to be able to go here and get the kind of education you want them to have? I don't get it. They want to change how we think and what we believe to be is acceptable. Now, it's a simple question here. I want you to think about this. Do like-minded people have the right to peaceably assemble or not? We have a right. I mean, you're fighting for the right for these yo-hos to show up at Trump rallies and get physically violent with people at the rallies. You're okay with that. You're screaming freedom of speech. These people quietly want to go and study courses in a religious environment that you have a problem with. Why keep calling you hypocrites? And most of the lawmakers in California, they don't know what the Bill of Rights is. They wouldn't know what the Bill of Rights was if you put it right in front of their face and explained it to them. To them, it's just an obstacle. It's in the way they keep trying to work around. It's never going to get fixed until you, yeah, you, the one listening right now, never going to get fixed until you get out in your neighborhood, until you get out there, until you go ahead and make sure the right people fight for the right people to get elected. Nothing changes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Did you know that Hillary Clinton destroyed the email that she said she never sent? How was that? How does that happen? I'm Joe Messina. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.